Hey, you. I just wanted to check in on you. You seem quite busy these days. I barely see you out of the room. You okay? I catch you at a bad time? Oh, I'm sorry. But there's pizza in the kitchen if you'd like any, and I also have a couple of drinks that you might like. I mean, I don't really know what you're into, but at least you know that there's options there. You sure you're gonna be okay? I feel like you're about to be driven mad by whatever it is you're working. What are you working on anyway? Man, I wish I could understand even half of the work you've been doing. Seems like you've been working so hard. I mean, better than not working at all, right? Well, I wish I could help you with that, but that seems entirely out of my domain. Yeah. No worries. Why don't I just keep you company, you know? I mean, I think it's healthy for you to talk to someone else from time to time. Might be good to, you know, completely shut down like this. Yeah? Really? You don't want me here? I'm only teasing. But if I'm bothering you so much, I mean, I won't be offended. We're roommates after all, and you do deserve the privacy that you make, so. Forgive me if I'm wrong, though, but I don't mean to be very intrusive. You do know my line of work, right? Yeah. Escort, porn actress, sometimes. I swear to God, I'm surprised how, you know, how nice you've been to me, but as an expert in that realm, I do believe I am noticing something we need to work on, though. Yeah. Your dick is totally hard right now, dude. No, I think it's cute. I mean, forgive me for being too crass, okay? But I've never met a roommate who has not, like, expressed any form of attraction towards me. You have been the first, and this entire time, I honestly thought that you just plain did not like me. And while I'm very confident in my own assets, it's something that I've noticed is a little bit weird. But I appreciate it anyways because it's a breath of fresh air. However, that, bulge right there is starting to prove me wrong. You've been just trying to be polite with it, aren't you? This entire time. You're so sweet. Oh, well, I feel bad for suddenly just barging in wearing this outfit. I mean, all the time I thought you didn't, you know. I thought you weren't attracted to me, so I thought it was okay for me to just wear this skimpy outfit. You're right. A very thin tank top and, you know, booty shorts like these is definitely not going to warrant some attention. But again, I just thought that you weren't that interested, so. Well, I feel bad for, again, entering your room in this outfit and ruining your concentration. So, well, I would go, but in my line of expertise, I do know that unsatisfied fantasies, when left unchecked, might distract you from doing productive things. So, you know, for the sake of your productivity and for the sake of, you know, making sure you are, you know, doing whatever you can to make that project work, I think I should help you relieve a little bit of tension down there. At the very least, right? I mean, I come in and disturb you so much, and I just don't realize that you've... Is this why you've been cooped up here this entire time? Oh my god, everything is just starting to click. I really need to help you, don't I? Well, don't be shy. All you need to say is yes. We're roommates, and I want you to feel as comfortable as possible. And honestly, I don't really mind. Not like this, situation is getting me more clients, so what do you say? Let me take care of you for a little bit, huh? That's what I wanted to hear. Now, you don't need to tell me a single thing, and I can do all of the talking, but I notice that you've been staring at my tits for a bit now. Do you want me to pull down this top? Show you what I've got? You know, I know you've seen me naked already, probably, through those videos, but always better to see the real thing, right? Always good to pull those down and feel a little bit freer. Oh, you can look and you can touch. Go ahead, don't be shy. I told you, you can satisfy your fantasies, and maybe it'll help you concentrate on your work. Fuck. Yeah, I do like that. You're very gentle with your hands. Much better than all the men who just roughly grope me and grab my tits without thinking. Sometimes I like it rough, but... sometimes this touch is all I need. Oh, yeah. You're doing exactly what you're supposed to. But, I mean, this isn't really about me, right? It's mostly about you. So why don't I just completely take this off? Oh. I'll drop these booty shorts. Show you a little bit of my ass to tease. You like that? You can slap it if you want to. Oh. Nice firm hand. My favorite. Yeah, well, now that those are out of the way, I should go and take care of this bulge. You know, I've always wondered what your size might be. Again, sorry for being crass, but I can't help but be curious. It's, after all, something that can't be helped. So, I'm always curious about men's cocks. That's why I love being in this industry. Not a lot of women will be able to admit that freely, but honestly, there's something liberating about just being free and admitting it to anyone and everyone. Oh my. Not bad. You've been hiding quite a package over here, sir. And I just saw it twitch. You like it, don't you? Hmm? You like me worshipping your cock? A nice, big, thick cock standing up so proudly. A nice thick cock that'll fill my mouth completely. I wonder how you would taste like. I bet you taste so good with the way you take care of yourself. Oh, you do taste good. Better than most of my clients, actually. And I'm picky. Well, I'm glad I have you as a roommate. Seems I'm quite good at choosing people. Oh, fuck. Does that feel good? Do you like the way my warm mouth is around your big cock? Do you like the way my tongue flicks at the tip of your cock, eagerly licking your pre-cum? Oh, before I plunge your cock deep in my mouth. I do love giving sloppy blowjobs. Such a mess. This is the type of cock I love. So thick and so... so strong. I could have this all day. I wish I could. Yeah, you ought to have some time for us. Think of it as a little bit of a break, you know? I mean, you deserve it after all. You've been working so hard. Or, you know what? What I can do for you is... I can stay here on my knees all day if you want. And take care of every single desire for you. Think about it. Just a day where you have a nice, perfect little whore on her knees. Taking care of every single need. It'll be perfect. I mean, it'll probably not help you concentrate, but... Let's be honest, you do need a bit of a mental break, don't you? Well, from all of that hard work... So why don't you... treat just a single day this week as your reward to yourself? Because you deserve it. And this cock definitely deserves to be worshipped. Every single inch of it. Are you getting close? Why don't you come for me? Don't be shy. Come for me. Give me every single drop of this cum, because I know I'm going to enjoy it. I'll enjoy every single inch of you. Oh, You came so hard there, practically choked me with your big cock. Good. I didn't want you to waste a single drop. Let me clean up this mess. Well, do you feel good? Feel better? Good. I'm gonna go get cleaned up. I'll probably reheat your pizza in a little bit. I know you tend to eat late, but, you know, sometimes it doesn't hurt to actually step out of this room. And take care of yourself, you know? That was fun. We should really do this more often. What don't you think about my little proposal, If you completely forgot about it because of my blowjob, well, I'll be happy to send you a message later. For now, I'm gonna leave you to your work. Thanks for the fun, Rumi.